For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is tweeting, "It's a hoax," and his former campaign advisor denies claims in FBI documents that say he conspired with Russia. Even as he became the subject of presidential tweets and Sunday interview broadcasts, ex-Trump campaign advisor Carter Page denied he knowingly helped Russia. He was on CNN's State of the Union.
No, I've never been an agent of the foreign power.
The FBI wiretapped him in 2016 on just that suspicion. Limited documents about the legality of that have just been released. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Face the Nation.
The Carter Page warned us whether or not the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians. I haven't seen any evidence of it.
Democrats haven't either, but keep stressing the word yet as the Mueller-Russia investigation grinds on.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
President Trump is said to be growing impatient about the pace of talks with North Korea. General Vincent Brooks, a top military commander on the Korean Peninsula, says negotiations will move at their own pace.
Diplomacy is a process that takes time, it takes engagement, and it's founded on dialogue and then trust. So the great news is dialogue has opened. There's much posturing, there's much sensing, and there has to be sufficient room for our diplomats, especially our Secretary of State, Secretary Pompeo, to be able to gain the traction and find the opportunity and be able to maneuver toward the outcomes we all seek.
It's not unusual to be hot this time of year, but Stuart Cito with the National Weather Service says it is unusual to have this intensity.
And the overnight lows are another big problem. You're not going to get much relief at night.
People are warned to drink water, not coffee, soda, or tea, because they're a diuretic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
North Korea is trying to circumvent sanctions imposed on Pyongyang as part of the demands to denuclearize. With more, here's John Clemens.
North Korea has been trying to get around the sanctions, smuggling petroleum products into the country by sea at levels that exceed what is allowed. Nikki Haley, U.S. ambassador to the U.N., says the illegal transfers disrupt the U.S. talks with North Korea.
The Security Council is going to hold tight. The international community, we ask you to hold tight as we go forward. The problem that we are encountering is that some of our friends have decided that they want to go around the rules.
I'm John Clemens.
A California Democrat defends burning the American flag. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Representative Maxine Waters says she doesn't support flag burning, but the Constitution guarantees that method of free expression. Waters issued the statement regarding protesters who burned an American flag outside her L.A. office last week, as they were there to counter-protest an anticipated demonstration by a far-right group called the Oath Keepers, a demonstration that never actually materialized. Waters still facing anger from many who don't agree with her recent calls for those who don't agree with Trump administration policies to confront Trump administration officials in public about it, even when they're on their own time doing things like having meals. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News.